Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Even though the weather outside is getting warmer around the country,
yeah,
one thing that's been cooling off drastically is the romantic climate.
Oh, that's for sure, dude.
Yeah, we're experiencing some sort of sexual winter.
It's a hibernation.
Yeah, a lot of people being forced to go weeks, even months, without any intimate contact at all.
Is that whole Game of Thrones winter is coming
yep.
is about?
I
never watched the series, so now it makes sense.
Now, several months without intimacy might be totally normal for someone like our own Brooke Fox.
Okay, listen, but I'm in a sexual spring, okay? We're mating like crazy.
But it's not normal for all the young single folks out there whose libidos are still intact.
For real.
Like our own 22-year-old social media coordinator, Alexis.
Yeah.
She's been keeping us informed on her latest dating exploits. She's not asking us for help, but we're going to help her anyway because somebody in this office building needs to get some action.
Absolutely. It's our responsibility.
Well, we subscribe to the belief that if one of us gets some, we all get some.
I think that's a little bit too close of working relationship for me, but okay.
That's what we believe. And Brooke, I really like what Michael did for us on our anniversary. He's definitely improving.
Well, there's a reason I made him my husband.
That's
right.
Yeah,
you know? Did that thing we like.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last time that we spoke to Alexis, she'd been talking with a couple of guys, but neither of them apparently has panned out.
Yeah.
The vampire Ed Sheeran ghosted her. Fratty Ryan Reynolds isn't talking to her. So apparently she's made the big decision to take her love search online.
Girl, you're doing it?
I think so.
Because you were very anti-online love talked earlier.
What made you decide to take the plunge into online dating?
So my roommate met a really hot guy on Bumble.
Okay.
He's super normal, as far as we know.
Yeah, how many dates are they in?
A week.
Okay.
But still.
Okay, yeah,
normal
sure.
For
normal
a
for a whole week
you
is
think
an accomplishment.
You could steal him away? Is that what we're saying?
No. It really motivated me to think about getting on it.
Okay.
But I am pretty nervous.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really that witty. I'm kind of basic. And you have to reach out to the guy first on Bumble.
Yeah. To be fair, guys like girls that aren't that witty and are pretty basic.
Yeah.
We don't want anything too complicated.
Yeah, but
we want the
want
simple
stuff. She
doesn't
want a guy like you. She wants a, you know,
a
one
real
that's
man
smarter.
All right. Have fun dying alone.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think if any of you guys could help me get my profile started.
Okay.
But then I was like, no, I don't really want to end up like any of you.
Yeah. No.
So, okay.
That's probably a good thing for you.
So smart. I thought it was probably best to find advice on the internet.
Oh, the internet is better than us.
Yeah,
wow.
Right?
Wow, Alexis.
Well, I found
okay.
a really good article on how to talk to guys for the first time if you're an online dating virgin like myself.
So okay. you've never done this before?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
that's
wow.
why I'm so nervous.
So you're going to run some stuff by
yeah.
us
yep,
that you found online?
Yeah, these are things I found that like, I thought could work. So
okay.
I'm
okay.
Bio.
First, let's play you some online dating music.
Why?
Because
it gets you in the mood.
Gets us in the mood.
Yeah.
We have to be in the right mindset to
I
talk
agree.
About this. So
set
here,
the tone.
Yeah, we're
going to
give you some romantic music. All right, so go ahead.
Yes, this works.
All right, so first thing it said, if a hottie hits me up, instead of hitting him with, hi, how are you?
Uh-huh.
I should be more casual and say, hey, what's up?
I don't know.
I think it's a good way to go.
The first red flag was that they called it a hottie. But if a hottie hits you, I don't know.
Do you know the terms that people use today?
Well, I'm just saying, like...
Brooke's like whatever. Sailor.
Gentleman
okay.
suitor.
Oh, yeah. Sailor?
I think, hey, what's up? Even that's too formal. You got to go
too
even
formal?
Short. Yeah,
no.
just sup.
Just
or,
oh.
or even
no,
short.
Sup immediately means you want to hook up.
Okay.
That's all sup means.
Okay, then
okay.
short. Go shorter than that. Suh.
Suh, dude.
S-U. Question mark. But maybe throw in like a little nickname. Guys like being called a nickname like cowboy.
No.
What's up, cowboy?
Like
you are
going to
walk yourself yeah. into a
all
mess.
Right.
I don't think that you're ready to handle Alexis.
I'm telling you, cowboy's gold. Don't
okay.
throw it away.
Jeff wants you to literally say, suh, cowboy.
So,
my zipper's coming down as
okay.
we're speaking.
Okay. I don't think this one is for you guys, so we'll just go to the next one.
Okay.
Okay.
We're trying to give our social media coordinator, Alexis, some advice.
Yeah.
She's found some tips online for things that she should say when she's chatting with a guy. What else does it say you should do?
All right. If you have a successful 10-minute conversation, it's time to show him who you really are. Give him access to your webcam, and now you can show him yourself and interesting things in the room behind you. If
what
he has one too,
about?
Ask
10 minutes?
If you can watch him. After 10 minutes.
Don't ask to watch him, okay? That is going to go... I mean, I feel like this is you setting up a pay for play. What are they called? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what this website is that you found, but I want to go on it too.
All right. So next up, if you've lasted a half an hour with him, it's time to bring out the big guns.
Whoa.
Ask him about his favorite band. Ooh. This is a surefire home run.
Oh my gosh, it's working right now. I'm like, oh, she's asking about my favorite. Oh wait, this is the thing.
Jose thinks he's dating Alexis.
Yeah. I seriously do. I'm like,
what? She's asking me all these great questions.
No, I actually hate talking about music. Is the issue? It stresses me out when people ask my favorite type of music.
Oh,
is it because why? Why does it stress you out?
I just don't have a favorite type or favorite band or anything.
Okay.
And then it seems lame. I don't have favorites.
But what do you listen to?
It is kind of lame.
What music do you listen to?
See, I hate that question. I'm not answering that.
So if a guy
gives me anxiety. Are you worried that you're going to get judged for the type of music you listen to?
It also tells a lot about you.
Well, okay. What do you listen to?
Do you listen to music?
I do listen to music.
What do you listen to?
I'm panicking, honestly.
What is the last music you listen to?
Just avoid it. You're right. Avoid it. Forget it.
Wow. I mean, switch it to movie. Do you have the same anxiety over actors?
A lot of just favorites in general.
Yeah, you're like, that's my favorite. Oh, yeah, that's also my favorite.
I'm really good at decisions.
Okay. Oh, my God. I can't imagine what a dinner date is like with you. Just get your favorite dish. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are supposed to be helping give me confidence.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry, that should be an easy one.
We're just a little disappointed, Alexis.
Yeah,
so,
we are.
Finally,
you
need to know how to end the conversation. Instead of saying, talk to you later, say, I'll see you tomorrow. And then give him a specific time that he has to chat with you. Then you ditch your appointment and tell him, oops, you forgot, because you want to make him want you more.
Oh, wow. That's so petty, but I think it would work.
I think it does, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie, too. Just there's a little bit of that game you do have to play.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I know people hate the game and all that stuff. But,
the game is good.
To play a little hard to get.
It's not true love if you haven't faked your death in order to get them interested. So we'll help you set that up, okay?
I just don't want to be too available.
Yeah, right.
Do you feel like we helped you a little bit?
I might do some more Googling, but...
Okay. Well, text into 78592. Tell us what advice you have for Alexis as she's starting to online date.
Aww.
Good luck.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.